Konnichiwa. Welcome to Learn Japanese with Masa Sensei. This is episode 119. Today in this episode, we will learn about そうです, which means about to. It seems like. Now let's go. Previously, we learned about plain form plus そうです, which means I heard that. Today, we will learn about stem word plus そうです, which means about to, seems like. The structure will be verb, stem word plus そうです, adjective plus そうです, な adjective plus そうです. The negative of adjective will be くなさそうです. And then negative of な adjective will be ではなさそうです.The exception is when it comes to いいです. It will become よさそうです. So we don't say いさそうです, but we say よさそうです. Now how to use this stem word plus そうです? The first usage is, this usage indicates that the situation is changing fast and the new situation will occur in the very near future. It often comes together with an adverb,今にも, which means anytime soon. So for example, it is about to rain now. Rain is 雨が降ります. 雨が降ります. So we will change this into stem word and then put together with そうです. 雨が降りそうです. 雨が降りそうです. Anytime soon is 今にも.今にも雨が降りそうです。今にも雨が降りそうです。This means it is about to rain now. When you want to make a sentence, I heard that it's going to rain. In this case, the verb will be plain form plus そうです。So, 雨が降ります。Plain form is 雨が降る。And then we will put together with そうです。雨が降るそうです。雨が降るそうです。This is, I heard that it's going to rain. Another example. The tree is about to fall down. Tree is 木。Fall down is something が倒れます。倒れます。This is intransitive verb. So we will change this 倒れます into stem word and put together with そうです。木が倒れそうです。今にも木が倒れそうです。今にも木が倒れそうです。So this means the tree is about to fall down anytime soon. Again, when you want to say, I heard that the tree is falling down, this will be plain form plus そうです。So, 倒れます。Plain form is 倒れる。So, 倒れるそうです。木が倒れるそうです。This means...I heard that the tree is going to fall down. The baby is about to cry. Baby is 赤ちゃん。赤ちゃん。To cry is 泣きます。泣きます。This is intransitive verb. So we will change this 泣きます into stem word and then put together with そうです。赤ちゃんが泣きそうです。赤ちゃんが泣きそうです。The baby is about to cry.The cup is about to fall off the table. Cup is コップ、コップ。From the table is テーブルから、テーブルから。Something falls down is 落ちます、落ちます。This is intransitive verb. So we will change this 落ちます into stem word and put together with そうです。落ちそうです。コップがテーブルから落ちそうです。コップがテーブルから落ちそうです。This means the cup is about to fall off the table. Another usage of stem word plus そうです is This is used when the situation is not as imminent as the first usage, but still shows a gradual change toward a new situation. So for example, it looks like the house is going to build in 2-3 weeks. 2-3 weeks will be2-3 週間, 2-3 週間. The house will be built is 家が建ちます。家が建ちます。 So we will change this 建ちます into stem word and then put together with そうです。家が建ちそうです。2、3週間で家が建ちそうです。2、3週間で家が建ちそうです。So this is not as imminent as the first usage, which means about to do something, but it still shows a gradual change toward a new situation. So in this case, it's 2-3 weeks. Another example. It looks like it's going to get hot from the afternoon. Afternoon is 午後。To become hot. So hot is 暑い, and then become is なります. When you put い adjective and なります together, it will become くなります. So 暑くなります。暑くなります。We will change なります into stem word and then put together with そうです。午後から暑くなりそうです。午後から暑くなりそうです。This means it looks like it's going to get hot from the afternoon. It looks like the report will be finished in 2 hours. 2 hours is 2時間で. The report will be finished. レポートが終わります。レポートが終わります。So we will change this 終わります into stem word and then put together with そうです。あと2時間でレポートが終わりそうです。あと2時間でレポートが終わりそうです。It looks like the two of them are going to get married next year. Two of them is あの二人、あの二人。Next year is 来年、来年。To get married is 結婚します、結婚します。So we will change this into stem word and then put together with そうです。結婚しそうです。あの二人は来年結婚しそうです。あの二人は来年結婚しそうです。So today we learned about stem word plus そうです。The first usage is about to do something.This usage indicates that the situation is changing fast and a new situation will occur in the very near future. The second usage is, the situation is not as imminent as the first usage, but still shows a gradual change toward a new situation. So this is all for today. Thank you very much for listening. I hope it was helpful for you. If you're interested in Japanese grammar, please check out my YouTube channel. The link is in the description. I also have Facebook page and Instagram page, so please follow them as well. I will see you in the next episode. ありがとうございました。バイバイ。